here's a story from The World.
Here in the U.S., many schools have kept their doors closed because of the pandemic. Greece went the opposite direction. The government there decided to open schools for in-person learning last month, despite an uptick in COVID-19 cases. Now, students, parents, and teachers at hundreds of schools throughout the country are protesting what they say are unsafe conditions in the classroom. From Athens, here's The World's Lydia Emanuelidou with our story.
It's a 8:15 in the morning, what would normally be the start of the school day for students at this Athens area high school. But instead of settling into their desks, students are gathering in the schoolyard. They chained the school's metal fence entrance and locked themselves inside. And they're gearing up for a vote. 17-year-old senior Vagelis Okaro says this vote will determine if students take control of the school grounds and lock teachers and administrators out. These occupations or sit-ins are common in Greece, especially at the beginning of the school year. Students protest things like lack of funding and a need for more teachers. But these protests are happening in an unprecedented way now at hundreds of schools throughout the country. Student organizers say that's because COVID-19 safety measures in schools are inadequate. This morning, the students vote to occupy the school. They've done that for the last week. Those who dissented go home. No class for anyone today. It's a shame, says Maria Dondi, a parent here, as she waits for her 15-year-old first year outside the school. When schools first opened in mid-September, she says, she was a bit worried about her daughter's health. But now, she's more concerned about her missing so much class and falling behind during a critical time. We can't afford to get tutors or private lessons, she tells me. Here in Greece, high school grades and standardized test scores arguably matter even more than they do in the U.S. They determine where students can go to college and even what they're allowed to study. This is why many students, like 17-year-old Marios Kiroglou, don't agree with the occupations. But he says that while he and his peers might be split on how to protest conditions at schools, they all seem to agree there is reason to protest. For one, he tells me, there are just too many people in each class. The limit right now is 27 people. That's set by the Greek Ministry of Education. Students are supposed to each get their own desk, but many tell me they have to share because there just aren't enough. So they can't social distance. While Greece was lauded early on for its swift response to the pandemic and for managing to keep infection numbers low, critics say the administration of Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis has made a series of missteps recently, especially on the schools issue. Anna Pendotti, a senior, says some of those missteps are laughable. For example, she says, the masks they gave out to students and teachers at the beginning of the year were a fiasco. A fiasco because they were huge. Students trolled the government on social media by posting photos of them covering their entire face under the hashtag Maskes Alexiptota, parachute masks. We give the administration the Gen Z treatment, i.e. trolling, says Efremia Kalogiru, another senior. She tells me the reason she doesn't feel safe in school is because not everyone wears masks, even though they're required. She says she has a teacher who doesn't believe in wearing masks. Kalogiru sits in the front row, and she says this teacher gets close to her and sometimes even coughs in her direction. She tried to talk to him about it, but he dismissed her. Other students tell me about parents who refuse to let their kids wear a mask at school. At the beginning of the school year, some parents even created anti-mask groups on Facebook and got thousands of members. The teachers at this school refused to speak, so I talked to one at another school. Fifth grade teacher Dionysia Micha developed a fever and is waiting on the results of a COVID test she took. Micha says she had to pay for the test out of her own pocket. I ask her if the Greek government has provided any testing at schools for teachers or students. Nothing, she says. Meanwhile, confirmed cases of COVID-19 have led at least 135 schools to shut down partially or completely. And within the first 2 weeks of schools, there was a 30% jump in kids testing positive for COVID. Miha's school is open, but she says the last few weeks have been pretty miserable. She says it's hard to teach with a mask on all day. She hates that she's not allowed to pat her students on the back when they do a good job. Ideally, Miha says she would be able to do school online, but many students who don't have access to their own computer or good internet would be left behind. So Miha wants schools to stay open, but she wants fewer students in the class and more teachers hired to accommodate smaller classrooms. These are some of the same demands thousands of students, parents, and teachers made when they took to the streets of Athens last week. They also want rapid tests for students and teachers, more cleaning personnel to disinfect classrooms, among other things. They say the Department of Education hasn't engaged with them on any of their demands. I reached out to the department, too, several times, but didn't hear back. Whatever their battlefield, in schoolyards, in streets, online, students, teachers, and parents say they'll keep fighting to keep themselves safe while also keeping schools open. For The World, I'm Lydia Emanuelidou in Athens, Greece.